Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
A very good morning, Ziaul Raushan with you on Money FM 89.3, and it's time for Money and Me. And today we're going to be talking about car sharing. Joining me in the studio is Dan Koh, producer of the show, and in a very short while we'll be speaking to the head of BlueSG Singapore, Jenny Lim. But before that, did you know that BlueSG has close to 100,000 subscribers in Singapore? Now, Dan, are you one of them?
Yes, I am one of them, and I used to use them quite a bit until I got my motorcycle license. So what about yourself?
So you swapped four wheels for two wheels. That's completely understandable. For me, yeah. I am very much a user of BlueSG. I just find it super convenient. I'm lucky enough that right at my house car park, there's a BlueSG charging point.
Oh, wow.
And as you know, right across our office, there's a BlueSG charging point. So I use it more often than I should. And honestly, it provides such a good alternative to private car hires at this point because of the price point as well as just the convenience of getting from point A to point B. Yeah. So clearly, Dan and I are fans of the BlueSG car sharing model. And it's worth noting that BlueSG themselves are growing from strength to strength with their current fleet of almost 800 cars in Singapore expected to grow to 1,000 by the end of the year. Now, to tell us about their recent expansion and much more, we're joined by Jenny Lim, head of Singapore BlueSG. Jenny, how are you?
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm good, thank you.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jenny. We're really excited to speak to you. Now, Jenny, 5 years since BlueSG launched in 2017, the company has been making steady strides. And the recent expansion to the fleet of vehicles, is this in line with the growth in demand?
Yes, certainly. We have been witnessing a steady growth in our rentals from initially taking, 3 years to reach our first million rental. We now have been able to cross 4 million rentals mark within less than a year.
Wow.
So in fact, as we speak, my board in front just showed me that we have crossed 4.5 million, just a few minutes ago.
Jenny, I've contributed a fair bit to that.
I must agree, and I thank you very much for that. So, and on top of that, we are also responding to our members' needs in a couple of ways. In terms of fleet increase, with the support of our new owner, the Gobel Group, our expansion plan is back on track we are targeting to reach 1,000 units by end of the year. And we are definitely seeing a continuous upward trend. And we are expanding the fleet in pace with the demand, as you have seen with the recent Corsa launch. So not only are we increasing just purely by fleet size, we are also increasing in terms of our staff strength, with the addition of a new technology team to support and accelerate our growth potential. So coming back also to in terms of the choice of vehicle requirement for our members, you see that, with the Corsa, we have added choices in terms of a bigger car, and so that they can have a big or a smaller car to meet different lifestyle transport needs. And on top of that, we also know that, our members wanted to have more charging stations island-wide. So we are working with different strategic partners to meet this growth, so that we can bring more convenience to more different pockets of areas in Singapore. And last but not least, we are also heavily investing in our R&D to keep our technologies up to date and efficient. So we are working to make our process easier for our members transiting into car sharing as an essential part of their life by creating different touch points of engagement to respond to their needs, whether is it operational or informational. And so, of course, this also ensures that it will be safer for them when they handle the vehicle.
Right. That's very fascinating to know how much BlueSG has evolved over the years. Now, BlueSG were obviously the pioneers of car sharing. And when we spoke off air, you did mention that this was a conscious decision to offer car sharing rather than car rentals. Now, talk to us about the difference between the two and why did BlueSG opt for the former?
In fact, we are pretty particular. So when we decide to launch, we are very insistent that we want to provide car sharing, and it's not any car sharing, but it's a one-way car sharing.
Mm.
Because this means that our members can enjoy the flexibility and the convenience of picking up cars at the starting point of their journey and return them at anywhere in their destination as long as there's a station. And whereas, the traditional car rentals, on the other hand, being a conventional model means that the user needs to return the car back to the original location where they first took the car. So it's not sustainable, and it's very tedious.
Yeah, certainly I can attest to the convenience.
We talked about this before as well.
Picking up from point A and dropping off at point B is a game changer for me, especially like I talked about it, getting from work to home to work, or wherever I'm going. Yeah. So, Jenny, just following that conversation, Blue SG vehicles stand out not just for being fully EV, but also because of how they look. I'm, of course, referring to the quite compact size of the vehicles, which prior to Blue SG's emergence here in Singapore, were more common across Europe, like you would see it in the streets of Paris, the streets of Rome and stuff like that. Was that a concern at all when you launched in 2017, the look of the vehicles and if customers would buy into it?
We conducted studies and surveys back then among Singaporeans, to gauge the acceptance level and how receptive the general population will be. And we then concluded that a compact size vehicle that can fetch up to 3 to 4 people is more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, when we launch, it's our branding strategy through the years, to maintain and hold our strategy, especially for the first few years for people to recognize our brand and our vehicle. So this is the reason why from far you will see, that our vehicle is coming.
Yeah, it's iconic. I agree with that.
You can hear them too from afar.
Especially now you have movie decals on them. They make it even more iconic.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why not let's now shift over to the competition in this car sharing space, because we know that car sharing has since become a very highly competitive industry with the rise of various players, from GetGo to CarLite and DriveLast. So aside from the fact that, BlueSG remains the only point A to point B car sharing service, what else has BlueSG actually done to stand out?
As mentioned earlier, one of our unique feature is our one-way model, where people rent a car only when they need one and pay only when they drive. So this is aimed at providing a car to users only when they really need one.
Mm.
And in addition, our entire fleet of cars now are fully, they've always been fully electric. So
right.
This means that, we are reducing carbon footprint and, ensuring that there's no other forms of pollution in terms of noise and smell as well.
Right. In terms of price points as well, do you see yourself having a more competitive edge as well?
We are per minute. So again, there are a lot of the industry out there that, basically charges by the hour or by a block of certain hours. For us, again, we focus on don't pay for what you don't use, you pay for only what you use.
All right. Now, if you're just joining us, it's Money and Me and we're speaking car sharing. We're joined by Jenny Lim, head of Singapore Blue SG. Jenny, this question I've been particularly keen on to find out. With COE prices on the rise, have you seen an uptick in BlueSG subscriptions?
We have already been witnessing a steady growth in our rentals in the past 1 year, and we are excited by the accelerated demand, as we believe that this is certainly a strong indication that our members or drivers are reassessing the viability of car ownership versus the pay-per-use model of car sharing as an alternative mobility option. So we believe that this is not only a trend that is growing here, but it is a global trend that will continue to grow.
Right. So why not let's talk about the concerns that users of BlueSG have been raising as well. What are you hearing on the ground and what is the company doing to address these issues?
This is an ongoing positive concern because they continue telling us that, there's not enough stations and not enough cars.
Mm.
So as you know, our fleet is 100% electric. So we are totally dependent on charging points, because if there are no charging points, we cannot bring our cars there to charge.
Mm.
So we currently have close partnership with our existing charging point operator, and we'll continue to work very closely with and explore other partnership with other charging point operators in order to bring more convenience to our members as soon as we can.
That's music to my ears, Jenny. Thank you for saying that. Now, Jenny, how does BlueSG ensure the functionality and drivability of its vehicles? Because considering it's a car sharing model, right, means there are many users of one particular car, which can affect the condition of a car.
Yeah, you see, you are our users, you are my user for long, so you will know that we have a strict regime in the preventive and proactive maintenance of our fleet. So all our cars are closely tracked and monitored. And we also have operations team moving around island-wide, cleaning and disinfecting our vehicles at least 5 days per week.
Mm.
So this is something people don't see pretty much, because we are doing this mostly in the middle of the night so that we are not chasing cars,
Fair enough. Right. Yeah. And there's also that survey function. When you start the vehicle, you get to survey and mention how clean the car is. I think that data might be helpful for you as well.
Yes, exactly.
Jenny, you know, we just talked about the pay by the minute model that, you know, allows BlueSG to stand out from the rest of its competitors. But obviously, you know, think that, you know, there's been concerns raised that drivers have the tendency to rush, and then, you know, this might result in them being reckless on the road. So what are your thoughts on this, and are there any plans to relook into this framework?
I would say that, you know, user engagement and education has been key to us, and it will remain very crucial to us. So we put a lot of effort to ensure that every member has the optimal experience as much as we can. And we will continue to guide our members to use the service in the most responsible way while complying with the traffic police regulations.
That's good to hear, Jenny. Now, let's just move it on slightly to the Singapore Green Plan. LTA is working towards the Singapore Green Plan 2030, which includes a strong push to electrify our vehicle population, and that would help Singapore achieve our vision of 100% cleaner energy vehicles by 2040. So EVs are certainly the way forward, and BlueSG has already stolen a march on this. Did you forecast this when BlueSG launched in 2017?
Well, from day one, we recognize that using a full EV fleet is the most efficient way to run a station-based car-sharing business. So our focus then is to provide our members with a seamless point A to B service without the need to worry about topping up of petrol, and the cars are immediately charging when our members return the cars to the charging point. So LTA's strong support for the EV infrastructure, which is in line with the Green Plan, you know, 2030, definitely creates a better and greater opportunity for us to serve our members and to grow our business.
All right, to that point, when GoBelt Group also made the decision to acquire BlueSG, it was stated that they plans to invest $70 million in the quote-unquote loss-making business. So tell us, how has GoBelt acquisition changed the business model of BlueSG, and, you know, what's the outlook for the company as well?
Well, this acquisition was aimed at building on the success of our brand by bringing us to the next level of growth.
Right.
So the basis, which started with a shared vision and goal between the GoBelt Group and our existing team, was very much part of the whole acquisition strategy, as it meant that we are all committed to working together to bring forward these plans.
Nice.
So the acquisition also brings powerful synergies to our current and future members, because by joining the group, especially a group with 40 years of experience, it means that we now have access to deep industry intelligence and network, the vehicle support capabilities, and the fleet efficiency protocols. So we are already seeing benefits from this in a faster decision-making and increased agility when it comes to problem resolution and how we respond to challenges and to take on new opportunities. On top of that, you know, being part of the group venture build division, you also gave us latest technologies and expertise from the core business, as well as future mobility initiatives such as the MoveSG Accelerator. So this gives us significant investment in our R&D to ensure that we can keep our technologies up to date for the convenience and efficiency of our members. So our plans in the pipeline actually include incorporating more artificial intelligence in dynamic pricing algorithms, fleet rebalancing and demand prediction, so that, you know, when Raushan wants a car, we can ensure that he gets a car quickly.
I'll hold your word for it, Jenny. That's certainly very exciting. You talk about the future there, and it looks like there's plenty in the pipeline, especially with the added impetus of GoBelt Group. Jenny, I just want to know, what is BlueSG doing to help drive the adoption and demand in EV here, in line with the SG Green Plan, because we talk about that push towards 2030, 2040. Perhaps you can tell us something exciting that you guys are doing to push the initiative?
You see, electric car sharing is the most efficient way to use an EV. There's no need to worry about finding charging points when the battery is low, because whenever our EVs are not driven, they are charging at the station. So already, A to B car sharing is the most efficient form of car sharing. And driving an EV do require, you know, a change in mindset, because when people get used to an EV compared to an ICE car, so when you join BlueSG, the only vehicles that we provide you are EVs. So the first thing on our members' mind, if ever one day, you know, it comes to a point where they decide that, okay, there's really a need and they need to buy a car, this means to say that because they are already exposed, they are already educated about the EV, they are not going to look at, you know, the ICE or hybrid anymore. So they will be looking at the EV.
So wow. BlueSG providing convenience as well as shifting mindsets. You heard it here first on Money FM 89.3. Now, Jenny, final question to wrap things up. You've told us plenty in the pipeline for Singapore. I want to know, is expansion across the region being considered too?
Yes, in fact, Google mentioned during the acquisition that one of their immediate priorities is to expand our business and technical capabilities to create a business model that we can replicate in other smart cities throughout the APAC region. So there are definitely plans in the pipeline which are still work in progress, which we'll be happy to share when they are more finalized.
Okay, certainly looking forward to that. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Jenny.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Excellent. Thank you, Jenny. Now we've been speaking to Jenny Lim, head of Singapore for BlueSG, all about car sharing.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.